Haley Blaise, that was The Cabin. Before that, you heard Florence and the Machine with Free. My name is Leslie. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. A very interesting story about Florence and the Machine and me, actually. I've been listening to a lot of Florence lately. Obviously, really trying to own my Mad Woman, I would say era, but it's not even an era. This is like my whole life. But, you know, really trying to own it. And the past couple of weeks, and I was listening to Dance Fever, and I was like, this is like the only other album from Florence that I've ever heard. And I liked her so much in high school. I better listen to this compilation album that she's recently put out, which is 2.5 hours long, and like catch up with all the music that I've missed in the past decade. It was wild to listen to that album because, one, it's really good, and two, I've actually listened to most of those songs before. Again, it's like this 2.5 hour long Florence and the Machine anthology album, and I was like just assuming like I've only probably ever heard like maybe 10 of them before. No, I had heard most of them before, and so I had realized, and of course this would happen with me and Florence and the Machine, I had realized, like, some time between the point when last time last time I thought that I had actually sat down and listened to her music, which would have been when I was 16 or 17, so if not a decade, then about a decade ago, and now, I had at some point listened to the other albums that she had released in that period, but I had blacked that out of my memory. So is it not just incredible how the brain works, right? On one hand, it's quite scary, right? Like, I had repressed those memories, or I was totally out of my body. But that is also how the brain protects you. It makes you not remember certain things, in an unsavory period in your life, or maybe it forces you to leave your body for moments at a time so that you don't have to experience something really horrific. Very interesting. I could sing to most of those songs, on her compilation album, but I had totally forgotten that I had heard them before. It's a very fascinating story, and again, of course, it happens with me and Florence and the Machine, just two women who have brain problems, of course. Anyways, we're gonna move into some more Canadian indie. One of my favorite bands, this is Tallies with Heaven's Touch. Thank you. K.W. Griff with Be a Girl. Before that, you heard They Don't Love You Like I Do by Babe Corner. Newest from them, after their album Cry Baby. Now, last time I put a Babe Corner song on the program, I had said that that song, which for the record came out a year and a half ago, was new music from them. I was wrong. I love spreading fake rumors and untrue facts here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, but just want to point that out in case somebody comes for me. Don't. Anyways, I'm Leslie. I'm your host for this hour of 90.1 programming. I want to talk a little bit about that last song you just heard, called Be a Girl by K.W. Griff. I've been listening to a lot of Derek G's playlists. Derek G is a music critic, and he put together this playlist called New Jeans, NU-Jeans, on Spotify. And it's like songs and sounds that kind of inspire the Korean pop group New Jeans music. And if you know me, you know that I've been really digging New Jeans' most recent album. Not necessarily a spokesperson for New Jeans. There are some things that I think their company has done that are pretty crappy and unfavorable. but that is not on the performers. And in fact, this newest album that they've put out is, in my opinion, one of the bangers of the summer. But obviously, I'm going to listen to this playlist that Derek G puts together, and this was one of the songs there. And I don't know why it spoke to me in the way that it did, but I liked how it was like kind of like desperate and yearny and earnest. It was like, you know, let me be your girlfriend, that type of thing. So originally, today's playlist was going to end on several more songs that had that energy. They all had the word girl in the title, and they were all about, like, being your girl, because I'm your girl, I'll be your girl, be your possession girl, that type of thing. But unfortunately for time, we're gonna have to cut that. I did want to add some seasoning to today's playlist, some thoughts, seasoning as thoughts, thoughts as seasoning, I guess, on Typically Tuesdays today for office hours, and unfortunately, I can't, but hey, thank you so much for tuning in to this hour. We're hitting the top of it. Tune into more great CJSF programming by checking out Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1 with your host, Katie. Katie, like, number one, incredible name for a program. Number two, Katie has great music taste. Go check out their show Tuesday from 12 to 1, Raccoon City. We're going to end on songs that involve women yearning. We're going to have to bring in the queen of the yearn. Number one, Independent, I think. Number two, Canadian. Number three, from Chilliwack. This is Ms. Jepson, if you nasty. This is Carly Rae. We gotta end with her. I'll be your girl. See you next week.